We go back to KODY phone lines now as we have Amanda joining us on behalf of the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Amanda, one of the talented meteorologists, and we appreciate the time this morning, Amanda.
Way to go, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Amanda, let's talk a little bit about last week's temperatures, and there was quite a bit of moisture that was coming along with it last week as well.
Yeah, we've seen multiple days of showers and thunderstorms, and we even had some severe, not as much as we did the previous week. In addition to that, we had some pretty heavy rainfall. Temps were generally pretty seasonal for this time of year into the end of May and beginning of June. We saw some temperatures in the 70s to low 80s.
So where do we stand right now on the drought?
Yeah, so that was actually one of my talking points, was definitely the improved drought that we've seen across the area. We're seeing improved drought, especially across southwest Nebraska, where we've seen substantial change in our drought monitor.
For the better.
Yes, yes, for the better. We have seen pretty decent rainfall across our area. Unfortunately, across eastern Nebraska, they haven't seen as much precip as we have, but we've seen improving conditions across western and north central Nebraska.
One can only, you know, drive through the hills, the sand hills, and you can see the benefit of that rain. It is marvelous up there.
Yes, we have seen some quite ample green up, which has allowed our sort of fire weather to calm down. I know we saw a few days in the beginning of May where we had some fire weather concerns, but now we've quieted down quite a bit with this moisture we've seen.
I've noticed in the last few days the yucca plants just about ready to pop and start blooming. That's a good sign of water.
Yes, yes it is. We have seen quite a bit of precip, which is what a lot of people have been asking for.
So we're making a dent in these drought conditions then, it sounds like, Amanda.
Yes, yes, we are seeing improving conditions. We have some moderate and severe and abnormally dry, which is better than what we've seen. We saw extreme and exceptional drought across the area for quite a few weeks, actually, and especially over the winter months. And so we've seen some improving conditions, and across southwest especially, we had some flooding down there about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And so they saw some rainfall upwards of 6 to 12 inches around the 26th of May. So that allowed their conditions to improve substantially to what it was.
For North Platte and the general region right around us, about how many inches of rain have we had in the last couple of weeks?
Well, yesterday we had some spotty showers and actually brought over an inch of rainfall to us in North Platte. We had some heavy downpours. And even across the Keystone and Wellfleet area. Over the last few weeks, I don't have an exact amount, but I will say from what we've seen from May 25th is whenever we had a lot of rainfall. North Platte didn't necessarily see the most rain out of that, but we have seen upwards of 1 to 6 inches across the area. And then down in Palisade, actually, they had some substantial flooding and, in fact, had some rescues for water rescues across the area. They had 12 inches reported across there on the 26th.
Yeah, there were some ugly-looking pictures that came out of that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have seen some flooding. There was some flooding up in Bedford's area across Highway 2 a little bit. They saw a really big thunderstorm come through, and it just kept training over the area. Fortunately, they didn't have any emergencies or anyone was harmed in that, but they did have some flooding in town there on Highway 2.
Very good.
So, Amanda, looking at the forecast for the week ahead, what can we expect?
Yeah, so today we're going to see pretty much a rinse and wash repeat of what we saw yesterday. We're going to see some isolated and widely scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. Those are diurnally driven, so once the sun sets, we're going to see those generally weaken, and our severe potential remains low with those. Additionally, we're going to be mainly dry on Tuesday and Wednesday. Continuing with that, isolated and widely scattered thunderstorms are possible. And our precip chances actually increase late week into the weekend, where we might see some heavy rainfall again for the area.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Amanda?
Just if you know thunder roars, go indoors, or if you see a dash, flash inside. If you see a flash, dash inside. So just to make sure that you have a plan in case you're outside. I know a lot of people, it's starting to get into that summertime where people are out on the lakes, and people need to make sure to take the precautions necessary so that they are safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And be weather alert and weather aware, especially if you're going to be outside and out on the lakes where it might take you a little bit more time to get to safety.
Yes, yes, indeed. And having multiple ways to receive warnings on your phone, having a weather radio, there's a lot of options out there. And we post frequently on our social media about those safety precautions you can take as well.
Yes, great information on that social media page. Amanda, as always, we appreciate the time and appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do for the North Platte area at the National Weather Service office.
Yep, thank you and have a good day.